Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Coming up, Ghana Revenue Authority attributes increased taxes at the port to government domestic tax policy and Chamber of Bulk. Oil distributors call for immediate review of floor price policy introduced by the NPA less than a week after implementation. We'll also tell you why. Also, we have our business journal will tell you how generator dealers are coping with shortage of generators in the Ghanaian market due to the recent power situation and depreciation of the Ghana cedi. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James Ishan. Let's settle for the details. Now, first off, acting head of import and export at the Ghana Revenue Authority, Edward Bajiri, is attributing the current high cost of importation at Ghana's port to the nation's tax policy. He emphasized that the numerous taxes at Ghana's port were less than those of other neighboring countries like Cote d'Ivoire and Togo. He was speaking at the Ghana-German Economic Association meet, the government series in Accra.
Every year, the finance minister goes to parliament, goes to the budget, and it tells you what government wants to achieve, what kind of revenue government wants to collect. We've been told that our tax to GDP rate is very low, and so it means that we are not even paying enough taxes. And so it depends on what government policy is. So government decides that, okay, today I'm abolishing VAT. That is Ghana. When you pick our trade, the CET, for instance, you have the import duty. The other taxes are imposed by individual government. You go to Togo, you probably not find get fund. You won't find national health insurance levy. You won't find COVID levy.
Edward Bajiri is the acting head of imports and exports at the Ghana Revenue Authority Customs Division. Now, the chief executive officer of the Chamber of Bulk Oil Distributors, Dr. Patrick Ofori, is urging the National Petroleum Authority to create a conducive environment for growth of the sector. He believes the newly introduced floor pricing policy is still constrained and has to be reviewed to reflect the mechanisms of operations by players in the industry. He spoke on the sidelines of a media engagement in Accra.
The current mechanism determine the floor pricing does not take care of demurrages. So these are issues that we've picked on the regulator, and we want to engage them further to ensure that if they really want to ensure sustainability and efficiency of the sector, they need to give something that is really close to the market and benchmark it. We're also looking for a situation whereby the regulator will also be able to crack the whip on other more practices that are happening within the sector.
Dr. Patrick Ofori is the Chief Executive Officer of the Chamber of Oil Bulk Distributors. Now, let's do some procurement story. And the Public Procurement Authority says it is poised to ensure transparency through the reduction of human element in Ghana's procurement processes. Deputy Chief Executive Officer Kwame Prempeh said the authority will further explore areas to ensure a paperless system and there would be no need for the traditional printout of tender document. He spoke to Joy Business at a workshop for some suppliers.
Some of the benefits of the system is that it's increasing transparency within the procurement space. For suppliers that are gathered here today, it is also going to reduce the cost of doing business with government. For example, the tenders will be available for download on the system. So it will not be necessary for a supplier to travel all the way to an entity's premises to pick up a tender. So already they are saving the cost, you know, of traveling there as well. It's also increased the efficiency, you know, where they can prepare and submit their documents wherever they are.
Kwame Prempeh is the Deputy Chief Executive Officer for the Public Procurement Authority. Take advantage of resources and the support available to you to build a bright future for yourself, and never underestimate the power of hard work and perseverance. These were the words of President Akufo-Addo to the youth and students of the Lycée Français International Jacques Pevert de Accra. Speaking at the school's 60th anniversary launch in Accra, President Akufo-Addo reaffirmed commitment to make Ghana's youth one of the best on the continent through education.
The knowledge and skills you acquire during your time, the Lycée Français, will serve as the foundation for your future success. I urge you to study hard, immerse yourself in your studies, and strive for excellence in everything you do. Take advantage of the resources and support available to you, and never underestimate the power of hard work and perseverance.
That was President Akufo-Addo there speaking. Now to some other stories. The National Health Insurance Authority has stated its resolve to improve health care delivery in the country. Speaking to Joy Business, Deputy CEO of the authority, Yapo Kia Abedi, noted that the collaboration with the Korea Foundation for International Health Care and the University of Ghana Business School will deepen policy and enhance the skill set of health practitioners. She spoke at the second cohort training of the NHIH staff organized by KOFIH in collaboration with the NHIA.
COFI has a collaboration with NHIA. Since 2013, it has helped NHIA in our claims management process, in our membership drive, also capacity building, and also in research. And I must say that we have trained over 80 staff in data analysis, and that's been through the help of COFI. Again, what we have done is that through COFI, we have had a joint collaboration with the University of Ghana Business School, for which we have developed an MOU with them for the Health Insurance Knowledge Sharing Center.
Now let's move on to some other stories. And the Namibian High Commissioner to Ghana, His Excellency Selma Ashipala Museyi, is calling on African governments, including Ghana, to domesticate set protocols that would help women thrive in trade activities. According to her, a proper implementation of protocols such as the AFCFTA protocol for women and youth in trade would help in the transformation of economies. She was speaking at the 4th Women in Trade Conference.
I think what every government need to do, we need to domesticate the protocol. We need to take this protocol to the women for them to know that there is an instrument in existence, and also teach them how to take advantage of this protocol. Secondly, I think it is important that the AU Assembly, we must basically periodically gauge the implementation of protocol. Who is lagging behind? Who's
Excellency Selma Ashipala Museyi, as a Namibian High Commissioner to Ghana. In our business journal today, we tell you our generator dealers are coping with shortage of generators in the Ghanaian market due to the recent power situation and depreciation of the Ghana cedi. One may be thinking that this is an opportune moment for dealers of generator sets as a result of the ongoing situation with power supply in the country. The story is, however, different, as many of these dealers struggle to raise foreign exchange to enter foreign markets to import the equipment. Jesse Aira Magbapu has been engaging one of the market leaders in the industry and come through with this.
Today we put the focus on the standby power supply industry. With the recent power outages, one would be looking for a good alternative source of power. Come with me as we find out how much it will cost you to acquire generators for your homes, offices, and institutions.
The prices varies between the foreign exchange, normally foreign exchange, and what happened at the port. So that is what you determine to sell. Depending how everybody wants, some want huge margin, some want small margin, so that you can still be in the business, like the importation will be continuation. But 20 kV range from 60, 65 and beyond, depending the year model and the make
of the gen. The industrials, the 100 and 150, the 100 normally now is around 100,000, 120,000 and beyond. Let me see, gen have shot into the system, especially the residence one from the 12.5 to 2030. It's difficult to find now. So when the demand becomes very high, the prices boost up a little. We could all testify what happened at the COVID time when a loan car of Gary becomes 1.5 and etc. compared to 25 cities now. That is not what I mean, but depending who is selling it, knows now the demand becomes very high. So the person will boost his or her price a little up.
For a residential generator, a few months ago, before the power outage, how much would someone have to part with to acquire?
Few months ago, let's say somewhere start from last year, November, up to this November, September to December, around 38 to 45,000. You could get a fairly used genset at your residence. But while the shortage and high demand, now you start from 60, 65 and beyond.
Yeah. Are there any challenges you face?
The exchange rate is truly, when you bring gen from UK, perhaps like you bring 20 or 5 generators from UK today and the capital is like £30,000, the following month, like a month or two that you need to add up. By the time the person finishes paying in a month or two, means there's no profit margin and maybe you need to add up a little.
Would you say this difficulty is also a reason why the shortage is happening, apart from the fact that there's an increase in demand?
With retailers, normally we can't bring more because of the exchange rate, honestly. Because like within 2 weeks and 3 weeks ago, the dollar was around 12.6 and now it's around 13.6 to 14. And even there's no, if you go to the bank, there's no even dollar for you to do your importation. A month, you know, if you are going to buy for 12.4 or 12.5 within a month, you can do your budget very well. But in this situation, you can't run at one consistent budget. Today, different price, tomorrow, different price.
That was a standby power supply dealer sharing with us the cost of acquiring generators in these critical times. According to them, due to the recent power outages, there has been a shortage of generators in the system. For Joy Business, Jesse Era Magbakbo.
And that end Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James H. And now, every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. It's the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfer, utility payment, airtime, and data purchases, and so much more even without data. So there is no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa. Game plan is next.